This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, all, welcome. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 1 hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yours truly, me, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to sit in the big seat and talk to you for an entire hour. So welcome aboard. It is the seventh day of April 2020, still smack dab right in the middle of all of the coronavirus, the Wuhan flu, the Chinese coronavirus, made in China virus, you name it, whatever you want to call it, it's happening all around us and continues to impact our lives on an everyday basis. Now, I don't know what you're doing different. I don't know how you're getting through this. Most folks are doing their best to social distance. A lot of folks aren't working. I don't know how you're making it. I don't know how you're making it, right? 70% of the folks out there live paycheck to paycheck. So you're waiting for this stimulus package money to get there because you may not have anything left. Really. You literally might be out of money right now. You're listening to me across this great country of ours on all these great USA Radio Network stations. And you may be listening and your pockets may be empty. Right? Your cupboards may be getting bare. There was a story where there was a line literally a mile long for a food pantry today in Florida. A mile long! People waiting. So although there are signs where this may be turning a little bit, I mean, every day it's different. Every day there's, you know, good news from some states and bad news from others, and we're getting some good news from New York, but bad news, let's say, in Louisiana or other places around the country. So it's still a wait-and-see mode, but coronavirus is impacting this nation in so many ways, honestly. Financially, mentally, the stability, I think, of a lot of folks is wearing out. And we haven't even been into this that long. What is it going to be like if we're still in some kind of quarantine in July? Which is entirely possible, and let me tell you why. So I've been thinking about this, and I was talking about this today, actually yesterday as well, a lot, on my own morning show. The idea that this virus can come back is one that we have not investigated. So we could do all of the right things, right? We can social distance, we can stay in our homes, we can not go to work, everything that they're telling us. Right? And still you get this thing. And you self-quarantine. And even if you aren't somebody who gets really sick, there's a report out right now that this coronavirus might be able to remain in the body and be reactivated in some cases. 51 recovered patients have tested positive again. Now, these are patients from a city in South Korea. They spent their time in quarantine while recovering from the virus. They were diagnosed again within days of being released. There was a healthcare worker that was featured last night on NBC News. Same thing happened to her. She was diagnosed. She self-quarantined. She was home for 20 days. She was about to go back to work and on her own decided to test again, still had the virus. What do we do, ladies and gentlemen, if this virus doesn't go away? What if there's a chunk of the population who never can shed it? What do you do with them, folks? What, you got to self-quarantine or forced quarantine people who can't beat the virus? What happens then? What do you do? And is this how this virus is continuing to spread? I don't have an answer for this. Everybody I ask doesn't have a verifiable answer for how are we transmitting this virus to one another if we're all doing the right thing. Now, I know there's a chunk of the population who does whatever the hell that they want, right? We know that. Mostly they're kids, and I think if I were 18, 19, 20, I certainly wouldn't listen to what the man was saying, right? I don't think that I would pay attention, and if there was a girl who wanted to go out on a date, I certainly probably would take her, right? Because you're a kid and you don't know any different. I don't know how much the virus is being transmitted from teenagers to adults. I just don't see the interaction between these two age groups. They're not hanging out together enough for this to continue to perpetuate and continue to keep people infected. I think people are getting infected in a couple of different places. One, at the workplace, right? No matter where you are, if you're working and you're in an office setting and you're still going to work every day, and even if they've limited it to a skeleton crew, right? Let's say you normally have 50 people in your building, now you only got 15. Those 15 people, the potential for one of those 15 to interact with somebody who has the coronavirus and then bring that coronavirus to work and shed it there and everybody else gets it or a few people get it and then they transmit it to somebody else, it's a domino effect that it seems like it's almost impossible to stop. So I think at work, we're still passing this along. Definitely at grocery stores. You're going to the grocery store, right? You go in. A lot of folks now are wearing masks. I get it. A lot of folks are wearing gloves. Gloves are useless if you don't change them constantly, right? Because the glove holds the same property as your hands. So if you've got this virus, you grab a loaf of bread, and the virus is on the bread, you got it on your gloves, you touch your eye, bang, you got it, right? So I think work is a place, and also the grocery store. People are coming together, and maybe they think that they're safe, but in a general sense, they're really not. And I think those are two of the places where folks are getting sick. And now we're finding out that there's a large number of grocery workers, but people who work in these chain stores across the country who are coming down in disproportionate numbers. Of course they're going to come down with this. They're sitting inside all day while hundreds, sometimes thousands of people come into the store and they're passing this thing, you know, along. And that's how it's happening. And I read a story today where bus drivers in New York, a ridiculous number of bus drivers have died in New York because of coronavirus. So if you're somebody who's driving a bus out there somewhere, you might want to say to your boss, you know what? Maybe I'm not essential. Maybe furlough me, man. Furlough me because I don't want to die for this. That's the same thing I feel for the poor people who are working these grocery stores or these convenience stores or even some of these fast food restaurants. You are literally, and I'm not trying to make this out to be the sky is falling because, you know, I do think that there's a certain level of sanity that we have to look at. But if I'm working at a 7-Eleven or a Taco Bell, is there still a Taco Bell? I don't even know. McDonald's, Burger King, whatever. I'm working behind the cash register or I'm cleaning up or whatever. And I'm out there interacting with people, or I'm at a grocery store interacting with folks. I mean, for 11, 12, 13 bucks an hour, you're putting your life on the line. I don't know if I would do that. Health workers, different story. That's your job. And I'm proud of all of you. You're heroes for what you're doing. Your doctors and nurses, I've said this before, I've said it here on the national gig at night, a nurse is the most amazing human being, I think, that walks the face of this earth. What they see every day, what they do every day, and how they take care of dozens of patients in any given 8-hour shift, 10-hour shift, 12-hour shift, in this case, 16, 18-hour shifts, what you do, I mean, I can't say enough. I can't put it into words to thank you, so I won't even try. But know that this one person certainly respects what you do and thinks that what you do is certainly something I couldn't do. No way. Not what you have to put up with, family, the patience, the sadness, the horror, what you see. Incredible what nurses do. But anyway, general sense of things. We've got a lot of people still getting infected. We've got a lot of folks who are dying. We've got states who are doing a better job than other states. Some states are doing a terrible job. Some states are doing a pretty good job. People keep pointing at the president for doing a terrible job. I still don't understand this. This is not the president's fault. I go back to the idea of this, and I'll leave you with this before we got to take a break. If we had 100 million tests ready to go in the beginning, by the way, they weren't even sure what they were testing for. So having 100 million tests was almost impossible. But let's say they did have 100 million tests. People were not going to offer themselves up to get tested unless they felt sick. Once they felt sick, ladies and gentlemen, it would be too late. They would already have interacted. I mean, you could have had the virus for some people never even show symptoms. Right? So unless you're making it mandatory that everybody gets tested, I don't see how having 100 million tests ready to go would have made a difference in this pandemic across this country. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there can shed some light on that for me, because maybe it's above my pay grade. I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root the first hour here on the great USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. out today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts, starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Health Share saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Considered wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com, if you don't know how to spell it. And why would you? Because it's a weird-sounding name. Actually, it's a weird-spelled name, too. A lot of folks think it's spelled like Elsie the cow. Not quite. It's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's three E's in a row. LEE ELCI, and then the word radio at gmail.com. Love getting emails from across the country. So if you are out there and want to share a story with me or an email, we love to hear from folks across this great country of ours. So what I wanted to share with you is the coronavirus symptoms. So if you've got a couple of these, maybe you start to get nervous. If you've got you know, one or two that aren't really ones that are necessarily associated with it. And then maybe you don't have to be as afraid as you might think. But anyway, headache. 14% of the folks who end up with coronavirus have a headache. Runny nose, only 5% of the folks. If you've got a sore throat, 14% of the cases end up coronavirus who have sore throats. Fever, 88% of the people who present with coronavirus have a fever at some point. 5% of the folks vomit. 20% of the folks have shortness of breath. 15% have joint pain. 38% have fatigue. 11% have chills. 4% have diarrhea. 33% have that phlegm. And 70% have a dry cough. So, I mean, if you're at home right now and you're nervous, you have some symptoms. I mean, if you have dry cough, if you're tired and a fever, you know, you probably need to go get checked out. You probably have to call your doctor. I mean, if you got two of these, three of these for sure signs, you probably should reach out to your doctor as soon as possible because, you know, there is a chance that you have them. So I hate to say it, but there is a chance that you have it. Before I take this break here, I do want to share one other thing with you. This stimulus package that everybody is talking about, $2.2 trillion, $1,000 essentially in just about everybody's pocket. But the idea that these monsters in Washington would put pork in this bill, this should be a game changer for you. Whoever it is, whatever state you live in, whoever your congresspeople are, if you find out that those folks were behind some of this pork, you've got to never, ever, ever, ever think about voting for them, number one, if you're a Democrat. Number two, if there are Republicans that wanted pork as well, and there are some, you should absolutely do the same thing. There is no room for this. None. Think about this. People are dying. People are laying in gurneys in hospitals across the country, dying right now. And Washington, the Washington elites got together. And to show you how magnanimous they are, they decided to put a few bucks in your pocket. But on the way to doing that, they wanted to make sure that they padded the pork in this bill to give them a better chance of getting elected. That is borderline criminal, right? Shameful for sure, but borderline criminal. Kennedy Center, National Endowment for the Arts, Mitigation and Refugee Assistance, Peace Corps, Amtrak, all in here. Now, I'm not saying those entities aren't worthwhile in some cases, but to put them in this bill, downright shameful. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC, ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House teleconference with small business leaders, President Trump says he's doing whatever he can to help struggling small businesses.
With the stimulus and with the pent-up demand, I think we can really do numbers that are equivalent and maybe even better than we were doing before within a fairly short period of time.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards wants folks to stay home despite signs of the coronavirus curve flattening.
We still cannot say with absolute confidence that the curve is flattening, but we are still seeing more evidence that we are moving in that direction.
The governor calling coronavirus a statewide problem with 1,400 new cases in Louisiana and over 500 deaths. And President Trump and his coronavirus task force holding their daily briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, one of our favorite segments during the course of any given week is when we get a chance to sit down and talk with Stephen Bucci. Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years, military service, expertise, all of it. Stephen, listen, first of all, how are you feeling? How's it affecting you? I know you live in Michigan. Can you give us an update? I heard there were some pockets of Michigan that actually have seen a lot of COVID-19.
Yeah, of the Midwestern states, we've been hit pretty hard here in Michigan in general. I live up at the tip of the lower peninsula, so like right in the middle of the northern part of the state, the part that looks like a big mitten. The majority of the cases here in Michigan have been down in the Detroit metro area and some of the other bigger towns that are much further south than we are. It's a problem. Our governor, you know, I know she's having some back and forth with the president, but she actually took some of the mitigation steps pretty early, and I think that's probably helping the rest of the state. Obviously, the metro areas, it's tougher to get social distance because everybody's crammed in there. But it's we're okay up in the northern part of the state, but boy, our southern cousins, yeah, they're getting hit. Not quite, you know, New York metro area kind of hit, but more than you would expect out here in the Middle East, in the Midwest.
And more places are closing down, even open spaces. I mean, here in Connecticut, there have been towns literally that have shut down parks, dog parks, high schools, their walking tracks, not giving folks a lot of options. Maybe that's a good thing to try to quicken this, but I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, you kind of wish they didn't have to do that. But the problem is, I mean, I've seen lots of folks who, frankly, are still not taking this quite as seriously as I think they need to. You know, we went out to the grocery store to pick up a few items to, you know, fill out what we got in the house. And people were not being real cognizant of keeping their distance. You know, some folks are. Some people will wait, you know, if you're in the cereal aisle and they'd like to come down here, they'll wait till you finish and then they'll come down. These are mostly smaller grocery stores, by the way. But others are just kind of, you know, blithely going about their business like there's nothing going to happen. And that's a bad assumption, Lee. People need to maintain that spacing, maintain that thing. If you have any sort of cough or sneezing going on, stay in your house. Don't go out. Whether you're wearing a mask or not, if you've got symptoms, obvious ones, you need to be locked down in the house away from everybody else. And because this is so easy for this thing to transmit, even when people are asymptomatic, or, you know, the other one we've had is a few folks who have come up positive in the state. And then after 3 or 4 days, well, all the symptoms are gone, so I'm good to go. And they just kind of go cruising.
Right.
Well, they're still shedding the virus at that point, and they're still infectious. So I think that these additional seemingly over-the-top efforts, Lee, are because people are not totally playing by the sort of medium rules. So now the government feels it needs to go to the higher level. And that's unfortunate. Because if everybody was smart, maybe we could have a little more flexibility to move around and, you know, make this not so difficult a time.
And I think you just hit the nail on the head on a couple of different topics. One is people a lot of times are selfish, right? So they just want to do what they want to do. I don't feel bad, so I'm going out. Or I only feel mildly ill. I got things I got to do. That's number one. The second part of that is, you know, people may feel as though they got sick for a couple of days and they don't get tested, so they don't know if they've had this virus. But then they go out and they do their regular thing. And like you had just said, they pass it along to a dozen other people. And that's how come we can't put an end to this. And and I'll tell you, Stephen, that to me makes me think that we can never actually put this thing to bed.
Well, you know, that's the potential problem. If people keep thinking, well, I'm good to go, and they go out, they hear one report that they like. So they grab hold of that. They ignore all the others. Once you're done with symptoms, after 4 days, you're good to go.
Right.
That's not true. I mean, I know some experts have said that, but the majority of them, and the ones that I think have the most knowledge, don't believe that. They've had cases of people 17 days after their symptoms disappeared that when they're tested, they're still shedding the virus and are still infectious. I'm not saying everybody's got to stay locked up that long, but you need to err to the side of caution rather than assume, hey, I'm good to go. To heck with the rest of the world. That's just really a crappy way to look at it, and it's going to cause this thing to go longer than it needs to, and that doesn't help anybody.
We're talking to Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We always appreciate his expertise, 30-plus years of military experience and cybersecurity and all that goes along with that as well. I have two military questions for you. One is, there were rumblings, and then I didn't see any more stories on this, but there were some rumblings that the Iranians were going to do some kind of a surprise attack on us, and Trump had said the response essentially would be cataclysmic. Whatever happened with that?
Well, I hope what's happened is they stopped being delusional and decided, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Right.
I'm actually writing an op-ed right now about Iran. Okay. and their behavior, and they're in big trouble. Their economy's in the tubes because of our sanctions. They're wasting money with all of this expansionist interference they're doing in other people's countries. They're not taking care of their own people, and they have a big COVID outbreak that they are lying through their teeth about the extent of. They've had nearly two dozen senior government officials who have died from this, and they're still saying, "Oh no, everything's fine. Go on your pilgrimage. You're okay. We'll sprinkle you with olive oil, and you'll be okay." I mean, some of the stuff really stupid things that they're trying to do. They really need to decide to act like a responsible government, focus on the needs of their people, and stop with all of their delusional, delusions of grandeur that they think they're going to control the whole Middle East. They're not, and we're not going to let them do it, and we're not going to take the sanctions off despite Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, oh, my gosh, we should just drop the sanctions now because of the COVID. Look, the sanctions do not prohibit medical support from going to Iran. That is not included in the sanctions. All medical support can go in there, but we're not going to take the sanctions off because their behavior continues to be horrendous. They're still supporting these different militia groups that are doing terrorism in Iraq and other places in the Middle East, and it's up to them. They want to play nicely. I think we'd be happy to help them.
Right.
But not until they do.
All right. One other one. The U.S. Navy removes the captain for poor judgment of the aircraft carrier. He winds up testing positive for this COVID. A bunch of his sailors had it. What's happened here?
I don't pretend to have all the insider information of what went on in that ship, but looking at it just with the publicly available information, the captain didn't do this well. He didn't do the response on the ship when he had, when it was early. There's a lot of room on an aircraft carrier to spread out, a lot more than any other vessels on the sea, frankly, way more than a cruise ship. And he could have done more to limit that. He didn't. And then this thing of sending a letter and somehow it gets to a newspaper. First of all, he sent the email through an unclassified account that basically said, hey, our ship's combat ineffective. we can't do anything. Right there, that is a huge OBSEC violation that could have gotten them fired, because the Navy's pretty prickly about what they do with their commanders. You screw up even a little bit, you get the axe.
Right.
This was a big screw-up. Then it getting leaked to the press was a huge, huge process foul for a guy in command. He is not a hero. For folks that are saying, oh, my gosh, he's trying to protect his guys. Well, I'll tell you what, he was screwing the pooch up to that point as a commander. And I think now he's trying to say, oh, nobody's helping me. Nobody's helping me. Well, you know, I've got to tell you, I think there's a lot more to it than that. And I think we ought to trust the Navy chain of command on this one.
Well, I was going to ask you, is he a hero? But you answered my question already. So there you go. Because a lot of folks are painting him to be a hero, but you're saying absolutely not.
No, he has failed as a commander. And the fact that he was in command this long with all that stuff going on is not appropriate. The Navy gave him a lot of rope, and he proceeded to hang himself.
All right. Stephen, listen, be safe in Michigan. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. I thank you, sir.
Sounds good, Lee. You stay safe as well.
All right, buddy. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We'll take a quick time out. Don't forget, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. You are listening
Hi,
to
I'm Wayne
Raw
Root. And Mr. Health.
Unfiltered.
And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment, the show's finest known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
All right, everybody, we are back. It is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a matter of minutes. So my name is Lee Elsie. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. Want to thank the great Chris for pushing all the buttons, making it all go today. Getting away from coronavirus for just a couple minutes. I mean, I'm sure you're virused out, right? We were talking about this today, having some laughs. And maybe make you think about when you were a kid. So when I was young, like I'm 50s. I'm not going to say, oh, 54. Why not? What's the difference? I'm 54, right? I grew up in a house where my mom was phenomenal. She was the best mom in the world, greatest mom ever. But I grew up in a house where my mom just didn't take us to the doctors unless she thought we were really sick. Or, I mean, we had our regular physicals. It wasn't like child abuse. But I have a scar on my calf that is as long as my calf that I can't remember exactly what I did, but I do remember asking my mom about it. She said, I ripped my calf in two riding a bicycle. She's not exactly sure how it happened, but I came home and I was bleeding everywhere. Big, giant scar to this day on my calf. No stitches, right? Same goes for this cut I have above my eye. There's a scar above my eye. No stitches. She said I fell down the stairs as like a two-year-old. But I have broken bones. That I have a pinky that is broken to this day that I never went to the doctor for, right? She just wrapped it up in what they called EB green tape or that white athletic tape. And we went out and played. I was an athlete. You go back outside, rub dirt on it. Go mix it up again. That's what we did, right? And I know that people out there or some folks out there will hate to compare generations, right? The generation before me always says that they're tougher than the generation that comes after. But I do think there's some truth to that, right? Because I think kids nowadays fall down, everybody panics. You rush them to the hospital. Rush them to the emergency room. Little cut, get there. It's an emergency. And we were talking about some crazy things that we did when we were a kid. Right? I remember getting this basketball hoop. Very, very first thing I did with it was a Christmas gift from my mother and father. I set it up near a wall, grabbed the basketball. This is honest to God. I swear to God. Before we even took a shot at this hoop, I slammed two-handed, Daryl Dawkins-esque type of a jam, and the whole rim came crashing down. I mean, it was really cheap balsa wood kind of material, but still, my parents lost their mind. Not because I was laying on the ground with, the indentation of the rim on my forehead. They were mad because I broke their Christmas gift that they got me. Yeah, and I could give you a couple more. So many windows that I broke as a kid. A door that me and my friend were wrestling, fighting one time went right through this thing and it splintered into a million pieces. I don't know if those days are gone, right? Maybe they are. I don't have kids, so it's hard for me to say if kids are still mixing it up and mucking it up and getting dirty and going out there and doing stuff and getting in fights and playing pickup games. My guess is probably not, right? We live in a different world. We live in this politically correct world where you can't be a boy. Boy can't be a boy, and a girl can't be a girl. We all got to be the same, I guess, right? That's sort of where we live in this crazy, chaotic universe that we all try to exist in. Anyway, listen, I'm out of time. I want to thank again the great USA Radio Network for all that they do and giving me the chance, allowing me the chance to spend an hour with you twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll be back here on Thursday. Wayne is here. He's up after the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.